find the real philosophers. Just imagine you are freshly arrived on planet Earth and go find the greatest beings first. The first thing that you are going to discover is that people are going to disagree who the great beings are. That does not mean you should settle or find a compromise. It means look harder. It means seek better directions. Today, people are raised with false beliefs in mind to reinforce bonds to some group, often for no reason, often just to belong. Purposefully warping a mind should be a terrible crime, and it should be seen as humanity's darkest idea. This causes disagreement, division, distrust, madness, and hate. Humanity is just part of the cosmos. We are a creature of the stars. We ought to grow together, to converge on peace and wisdom. Finding out who the wisest people are, who thinks most clearly, is often a challenge. On top of all the liars presenting false leaders, philosophers will try to hide from you. Socrates always said he knew nothing, both as a joke, and to be safe at least for long enough, and to avoid falling prey to false beliefs himself. But you can be sure that the wise are celebrated by the wise. So once you find one of them, you'll find the whole network of philosophers, each a timeless creature put in charge of a new height, each rising progressively higher and each thinking more clearly. They are lighting the way for all of humanity, whatever the height, to just find them and follow and rise and learn and grow. Most philosophers specialize in something. They don't usually call themselves philosophers. My favorite ones are troublemakers, adventurers, and teachers. They are, without a question, the true leaders of the world. But they don't call themselves philosophers. And they certainly cannot be bothered with elections. They are to live their own happy lives in the way that makes them brilliant. We are to find out who they are and to listen, to learn, to rise to their height, and to at least watch over whatever threads end all too soon. And if we have it in us, to pick them up, even if just for a time. Someday, indoctrination will end, but until then, find a library and find out who the authentic great beings are, who all the world's clear-thinking intellectuals are grateful for the most. Take to safe and quiet little adventures and bring your books, narrated or on paper. Please, inherit your wisdom so that you are neither misled nor forced to build from the very bottom, but rather resume at one of the heights that a philosopher left for you. And then just grow all the way up so that you too become a great being. And make room for others to start where your thread ends, where you leave off.